Item number 12 is from the Director of Risk Management requesting authorization to enter into an insurance purchase agreement for Milwaukee County with Ace Insurance, Brit Insurance, Local Government Property Insurance Fund, Great American Insurance, Charter Cub, Access and Travelers Insurance for various types of insurance for a period of 1 year with an option to renew for 2 additional years. I also have some handouts for County Mutual on this item, Mr. Chair.
Please. Yeah. And we have cards that I will.
Thank you.
I will pass to Chair.
The gavel.
Thank you. Please identify yourself.
Good morning. I'm Cindy Van Pelt, Director of Risk Management.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Chairman and committee members, good morning. In 1993, the Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution, file number 93-168, which specified that the Department of Administrative Services shall use RFPs for the solicitation of all insurance services every 3 years and that the county board approval is required before any coverage is purchased. On July 2nd of 2012, a letter was sent to prospective insurance agents advising them.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me for interrupting, but I'm concerned. What I understood is you just received some written documentation from one of the proposers passed out to the committee. It's our office's belief that that's inappropriate for you to be reviewing that kind of thing unless you're going to open the bidding process to the rest of the proposers.
Okay. Well, then the materials can be collected. Whatever was passed
all the, out. Everyone who proposed should have equal access to the process.
Yeah,
and
that's fine. Whatever was passed out, please pass it this way. Thank you.
Continue. Sure. On July 2nd of 2012, a letter was sent to prospective insurance agents advising them of the RFPs and if they would like to participate. They were to, by July 20th at 5:30, present their information. And on July 26th, emails were sent to the agents with the insurance carriers that we would like them to go to obtain quotes from. The RFP itself required that all bids be received by the county clerk's office and dated before 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on October 15th, 2012. A panel evaluated the bids on November 12th, 2012 by using score sheets that I got assistance from with the Director of Procurement. The score sheets were done so that there was no bias could be entered into. The recommendation of the evaluation panel is that the airport liability go to ACE, public entity liability go to Brit Insurance, the property insurance goes to the Local Government Property Insurance Fund, the fidelity crime coverage goes to Aon, as does the fiduciary coverage, and our energy systems, which is boiler and machinery, goes to Travelers. Questions?
Okay, any questions, Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Van Pelt, what you did give us was a report indicating who is recommended for the contract, but members of the committee, and I've been on this committee since 2004, are used to something similar to what Jason Gates, the former risk manager, presented us with respect to scores for the various categories, the 5 categories of insurance. And we do not have any of those scores, nor do we have the criteria that was used by the reviewers for which the scores were compiled. So I believe that we need that information. I believe that members of the committee need the information. And I'm saying this in this sense because the incumbent, at least until the end of this month, this is the fifth time that incumbent has responded to an RFP. We as Milwaukee County are members of the Milwaukee County, Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation. And if your recommendation is followed, then Milwaukee County will no longer be members of the Wisconsin Mutual Insurance Corporation. And I don't know from whence this comes other than we do have the RFP process. The panel has made a decision with respect to who is to receive or what entities are to receive the five contracts. And as I said before, the committee, and I've been on the committee, as I said, since 2008, we would like to have more detail. At least I would like to have more detail with respect to making the same comparables, score sheets, financials. And we can't get that in open session. That's why it was known as a closed session. And that's what I have to say for right
now. Okay.
You want a response from
the
search?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
With respect to the information requested.
I can give that information in closed session.
Okay.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I had a chance to talk to a new director and appreciate. I had a number of questions that I was going to get answers to, but I think some of the questions I had as far as unanimous vote and stuff of that is probably corporation counsel's here, but I presume that would be more appropriate for a closed session too, so at this time I will not have any questions.
We do have a couple of people who may want to speak before we go into closed session. John Dirksey from Wisconsin County Mutual Liability Insurance Company. Do you wish to speak?
Yes.
And Josh,
is it Bindle?
Bindle?
And ask Corporation Council to wait and speak.
Sure. Perhaps before you gentlemen speak, perhaps Ms. Walker or Mr. Grady, are there any parameters as to what these gentlemen can speak to in open session? They're coming forward.
Mr. Chairman, it's a fine line, but the line that we're trying to draw for you, or have you drawn, is a line between your review of the process, the selection process, and your receiving essentially new information, additional information, supplementation of proposals, whatever you want to call it. In other words, so that you don't become the evaluation panel, what you're doing is reviewing the work of the evaluation panel. And so, information about concerns about the process, we didn't get heard right, whatever, we didn't get a chance to submit timely information, whatever those process kind of concerns are. The proposal said these were the evaluation criteria. We didn't think those were the appropriate criteria. Those kinds of things, as opposed to what I'm going to call selling our firm. That's the kind of the line we're trying to draw through. So I think if the comments are directed at how the process occurred and issues with that, the big problem with that is that's what you're supposed to do. It's looking at the decision-making process. But if you are looking at essentially having people who were the proposers come and present to the committee, that's, we don't believe that's your role to essentially reopen the RFP process.
I don't know what these gentlemen are going to say. I have no idea. Never talked to them, never met them.
I don't even
right. But just from my edification, this is a public meeting. If there were other companies who felt that they were not given this contract and should have been given this contract. They have every right to appear and make any sort of presentation they like. I mean, I don't understand why they, I mean, I know we don't want to open up this can of worms on every contract and all that. I understand that kind of thing. But as far as it being an open meeting, it would seem that if they would want to sell their company, I don't understand what that's a violation of, and maybe you can tell me what that would be violating.
The way the process is set up, the administration or whatever the entity is that's doing the RFP sends out the RFP. In the proposal, they say, this is what we're looking for. They define the criteria, they define the evaluation, they define the panel, they define the time limits, et cetera. Everybody submits their proposals. If they have questions about the proposal, those are submitted and shared with everybody. Usually put on the website, that kind of thing. And then everyone works on a level playing field. The panel then either scores the proposals or they have a consensus process, decision-making process. They document the minutes of their meetings on why they made the decision. And then the recommendation comes normally to the county board, sometimes elsewhere, but normally the county board. And our office's perception is that the role of the county board isn't to say, well, we want to redo the whole scoring process by listening to all the proposals come in and make proposals, make pitches. We want to look at the scores and decide we think this 5 should be a 6 and you know, that kind of thing. It's to look at the process and decide whether you have faith in the process that was handled appropriately. If you do, you agree with the recommendation. Or if you find that there's something in the recommendation that you think wasn't evaluated appropriately, didn't give enough strength to it, you know, they gave 10 points to price and you think it should have been 50 points to price, because you didn't think that was appropriate criteria, you know, then you can say, go redo the RFP, or go reject the recommendation entirely and do something else. But the point is, there is a review process called Chapter 110 review process that allows anyone who wasn't awarded the contract to raise any kinds of questions on improprieties, et cetera, as part of a 110 review. And then that 110 review, again, would come back to this committee or a body created by this committee for the review. And so it becomes, we're trying to separate the elected officials from the vendors, to be blunt about it. And so that's the point. I'm not sure what else.
Well, I don't disagree with anything that you said, except I don't know if there's any, I was just trying to determine if you were saying there was some violation either of county ordinance or state open meetings law. If these gentlemen come in and say, Mr. Grady was on the panel and he gave us a 10 for price and he should have given us a 50, and this is why we say. I mean, we don't want to get into that. I'm just saying I don't want to violate any laws or ordinances, and I'm sure these gentlemen are hearing what you're saying and will tailor their remarks to what you're saying. So as long as you're going to be here, why don't you just, we'll let them start, and if they're going to, if we start venturing into something you think is inappropriate, then we can have that discussion.
I was not, there's no open meetings issue. That's not the issue. It's trying to honor the spirit of the RFP process.
So there's no legal issue. It's just sort of the spirit of the process. Is that what you're saying?
I consider that a legal issue.
The spirit of the process is a legal issue?
The spirit of the law is part of the law. The intent behind the law is part of the law.
Well, gentlemen, why don't you start giving that introduction?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Josh Bindle. I'm with Wisconsin Counties Association. I manage Wisconsin Counties Association's insurance products. With me is John Dirksey. John Dirksey is Vice President of Aegis Corporation. Aegis Corporation is the General Administrator for Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation. Mr. Dirksey was actually part of the founding committee 26 years ago when 39 counties got together and tried to solve their insurance problem that they had at the time. We had heard from people, committee members, that there was not a lot of information provided. That was the intent of our letter. We put together some materials, tried to pass them out. If those materials are inappropriate, then some of my comments are. So I'm going to not even repeat those comments. I will turn it over to Mr. Dirksey, who is here for technical advice issues that could arise.
Thank you, Josh. And thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. I'd like to thank the committee for allowing us to address you this morning, and thank you for your continued participation and support in Wisconsin County Mutual since 1997. It's been my pleasure to serve Milwaukee County first as a broker from 1989 to 1992, and then continuously since 1997 when Milwaukee County became a member owner of the Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation. Many of you may not be aware of the events that led up to the creation of the Wisconsin County Mutual, and I'd like to briefly share that story with you. In December of 1984, the sponsored insurance program for the Wisconsin Counties Association notified the WCA and its insureds that they were no longer going to be offering a renewal. At that time, most counties were forced to seek coverage from the commercial insurance industry. Oftentimes, it increases up to 300% or more, at which time, the following year, they were forced into a coverage platform, a coverage form that was far more prohibitive than favored the insurance companies. Working with the WCA and the Department of Transportation, 39 counties formed an organizational group to explore the feasibility of forming a mutual insurance company specifically for Wisconsin counties. My business partner and I were fortunate to have been asked to become part of that formation process, and in November of 1987, the Wisconsin County Mutual was born. Issuing our first policies to 24 counties in 1988, we currently insure 53 of the 72 counties in the state of Wisconsin. I believe one only need look at our name and our mission statement to understand why your interests, the insurance coverage and risk management needs, are our only focus. The Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation, with all operational support of staff of 43 and leadership provided by elected officials solely in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin County Mutual is dedicated to serving Wisconsin counties and local governments and the people we serve by providing long-term stability and coverages, stabilizing and controlling insurance costs, aggressively defending claims against members and local governments and the people that they serve, controlling claims costs by promoting quality risk management through training and other resources. There's four key points in that mission statement that I think are relative to our performance in the past as relates to Milwaukee County, our owner. Coverage stability. Throughout our 25-year history, the County Mutual has consistently provided its broad-based policy form and when necessary, improve coverage to meet the changing needs of county government and to respond when the commercial marketplace decided that it needed a change in direction. Stable costs. Today's rates are 3.4% less than our rates in 1988, even though we've more than doubled the policy limits today. In fact, Milwaukee County's premium has been frozen since 2003. And since 1997, Milwaukee County has received dividends to help offset and lower your net cost. Aggressively defending claims. Using every available legal strategy anchored by Wisconsin's favorable tort caps and knowledge gathered from handling over 38,000 county claims, we've been able to make a difference.
If I could just interrupt, I guess, you know, we had a little hand raised from our corporation counsel in the back. And I mean, we're here to determine if the recommendation of our staff is what we should do. If you could speak directly to that, if you have some written materials that you want us to look at to, you know, study the how well your company has serviced in the past, we'd be happy to do that, but I don't know that we need to hear all that right now. So if you have some reasons why you believe we shouldn't follow the recommendations of the staff and could sort of summarize those, that would be helpful. The one direct question I had is that I had been told by a third party that you maybe provide legal services to us that we wouldn't get from the other company. If you could answer that directly, then that might help me. But
certainly. Oftentimes, in response to and one of the decisions early on in 1997, actually we began proposing to Milwaukee County in 1993, but in 1997, as a result of our being able to remove the capitalization requirement that was required of all members coming into the Wisconsin County Mutual, all owners, Milwaukee County and the Finance Committee approved participation as an owner of the Wisconsin County Mutual. And that decision was made to continue to offer to Milwaukee County a welcome hand to the Wisconsin County Mutual, because much of the litigation that affects all 72 counties in the state of Wisconsin emanates from the courts in Milwaukee County. Using our claims philosophy, which has been tested over the years, the last 25 years to be exact, and working in concert with the Corporation Counsel's Office, I believe we perfected and avoided a number of claims that may or may not having any information on what the other proposers provided or what the recommended carrier provides, may or may not have trigger coverage or respond to certain types of claim scenarios. There have been events in our history with Milwaukee County where we have actually stepped to assist Milwaukee County with providing legal support from outside counsel at drastically reduced rates that are offered through their involvement with the Wisconsin County Mutual to Milwaukee County, starting from there are a number of cases that could be identified. I do have two individuals with me today that have registered to speak and could respond to that technical question, one being our Senior Vice President of Claims and Litigation Management, David Bisick, and our litigation manager, who's served Milwaukee County for 16 years and worked closely with Corporation Counsel and outside counsel, Mr. Brian Nee, to provide more specific information.
Supervisor Schmidt.
I know we're between things here, so maybe, and I thought Supervisor Cullen, Chairman Cullen, would summarize it, but I guess I don't think anyone's questioning whether our association, whether you've done a good job, okay, or what's happened, and it's the private entity versus the public coming in here. But the question that we need, and I think the only thing we can really talk about now, is are you able to speak to, or anybody, the process? Is there a problem you misrepresented somehow in this process? That's what you're supposed to talk about. Are you objecting to the process?
No, I am not. I know less of the process than what you do.
If I could, Mr. Chair.
I doubt that.
You've been through these before, though.
This would be my fifth one, yes. Right.
The message that we received is that a full analysis of the proposal was not presented to the committee. We attempted very quickly yesterday to put together some of the historical talking points on County Mutual. That was what we attempted to hand out to let you know why Milwaukee County joined County Mutual many years ago and why we still believe in County Mutual and as well as 53 other counties in collaborating on many of these insurance issues. That was the attempt of that document, not to have to hash over that stuff in front of everybody here.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This committee just went through a lengthy and arduous budgeting process, and in that process, we evaluated the budget for risk management as a department. One of the paragraph narratives in the budget that was not changed through the amendment or veto process was in regards to insurance services, stating that insurance purchases decreased from by $142,901. This decrease in expenditures is expected to result from more favorable rates for insurance coverage. The insurance coverages are currently being bid through an RFP, the results of which are expected during late 2012, so of course here we are. I bring this up because without having yet asked any questions of DAS or the comptroller or the department directly related to these fees, connecting the dots between the budget and what we have before us, it seems that $142,000 is all that we would be saving by moving forward with what's in front of us has already been approved by us as a budget committee and is already incorporated into the budget. So I just want to clarify, if I'm understanding correctly, that if notwithstanding the fact that this committee and obviously the county board by relation itself shouldn't be meddling in actual RFP selections outside of just figuring out guidance for protocols and procedures for RFP selection, Am I correct in understanding that the money saved from this RFP is already in the budget for 2013?
Mr. Camholz, you have an answer for that?
Well, I think the insurance line in the budget covers a lot of these insurances, not just the one that you're just the particular one here today. So when we went over the budget, we anticipated more favorable rates, and we built a portion of those into the 2013 budget. But that encompasses all of the insurances that you see in the file, not just this particular one. So
could you speak up just a little bit?
The estimate of the 130 included all of the insurances together in a portion of what we anticipated in getting lower rates, not just the insurance carrier for the particular insurance that's at issue here today.
So just to clarify and expound on that, the short answer is yes, it is already included in next year's budget.
Yeah, a portion of it would be included, but it also covers ACE, BRIT, you know, Fund, Great American, all of those. When we looked at what we were likely to get in pricing, we assumed better rates, but not just the one that's being discussed here today, the one particular insurance.
And if for whatever reason the committee chose to dissent upon the recommendation to move forward with the results of the RFP, that would require budget modification, correct?
Well, we would have to bring the file back to you at some point in time as modified. I'd have to talk to...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions for Mr. Dirksy or Mr. Bindle? If not, thank you, Mr. Bezik. Mr. Nee, do you have anything you wish to add? Supervisor Stamper.
So you weren't chosen. Thank you, Mr. You weren't chosen. So are you here to? You're here to just introduce yourself.
Introduce ourselves. Introduce the company and answer any questions that committee members had privately asked us about the process and why we thought we were being recommended against, history of the company, those sort of things.
Okay. So you disagree with the recommendation of risk management?
Certainly. Yep.
All right. Okay. Based on the RFP process?
Not necessarily the process. Can't speak to the process.
Scoring? Or
more on the lines of we understand the history of County Mutual. We want to make sure that everybody on the committee, on the county board, understands the history of County Mutual and that you know what it is that you're leaving if you do choose to leave the County Mutual. And that's what we've understood that has not been relayed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as someone who has provided our coverage for a long time, was there anything about what was asked for, what was solicited that substantially differed from the coverage that we've had provided to us in the past? I mean, is what was asked for less coverage than what has been provided?
What was asked for was actually what was provided. There were certain questions from standard RFP format that need more explanation, in my estimation. But for the most part, I don't find an issue with the RFP process. As Josh mentioned, our only thoughts hearing from our owners. Was that there were some questions, and we had hoped to, as your incumbent carrier of a company that Milwaukee County is a part owner of, felt obligated to be able to answer those questions that the supervisors had. Excuse me.
So, for instance, as a mutual and as a part owner, what was that element? Was that element a part of the RFP? Did it give an opportunity to reflect those benefits or other benefits that you believe you provide?
I believe we summed up the operations of the Wisconsin County Mutual and the additional services that we provide. The legacy of information and the history of our involvement with the county was the difficult part to convey in the process. most of the RFPs that I've been through have generated questions from one reviewer or another, and those questions have been submitted to all the responders. Unless we miss something in the process, I didn't see that. Typically, in the case of award, especially with an incumbent with a close history to Milwaukee County, and also being the service provider for such a long time and providing services that are typically extraordinary for most insurance companies to provide, it was unusual that there wasn't an interview process, although it was an option. So.
Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper?
What about a narrative? Was a narrative offered?
Yes.
Okay. In order for us to develop some questions, we need to get the information that's going to be provided by us during closed session and your information to compare and see if you're the better company. So we got to get the questions.
Right.
So I don't know if you're going to come back or well, but it's kind of we're not ready yet for that. At least I'm not to answer the question that why you're here.
I think we can stick around should questions arise.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If we could, would you like to say something regarding the coverage?
Okay,
if you don't mind.
No. Sure, go ahead. Identify yourself, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Dave Bisek. I'm the Senior Vice President of Claims and Litigation Management for the Wisconsin County Mutual. I've been in that capacity for 22 years. I just wanted to answer one of the supervisor's questions earlier about they had heard from a third party there was things that we may cover that others don't. I just wanted to touch on that very briefly. Typically, in handling these 38,000-plus files that Mr. Dirksy referenced earlier, not all of those are claim files. We all know that insurance requires coverage, claims handling, and either a declination or a payment. In our case, because we're a mutual and we're owned by our members and we care about all 72 counties in the state, many times we'll open files where there is no trigger for coverage. We call those pre-claim loss control files. We'll set those up. They may not even be insurance-related, let alone not covered by our policy, but if they seem to have some sort of statewide impact or may impact multiple counties in the state, because we're a mutual, we'll take those situations to our board of directors and obtain approval to set a file up and get involved and provide legal assistance. So that's a major difference that was omitted when you asked the question. I think that because we're a mutual, we get involved in many more things than just a trigger for coverage, defending the claim and issuing a payment. Okay.
Thank you for that explanation. Is there any other Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For clarification, can you kindly expand upon the, which I think referred to as the extraordinary services that you referenced? The is not the necessarily in the RFP?
No. In general terms, let me respond to your question, Supervisor. Because of our governance, because of the fact that we are governed by county elected officials from the state of Wisconsin, elected from their district, and then basically assisted by four advisory committees, it gives us the opportunity to understand from your side of the table what the needs of county government are and respond to them from our sides of the table as we work for you. We've developed some strategies throughout the years in the claim side, which I'll let Mr. Bisek expand upon. But in terms of risk management and loss control services, we continue to provide those types of services without fee or without additional cost. And one can look at premium always as the benchmark, but there is so much other activities that need to be factored into the overall cost of risk. Where we tend to, I believe, go above and beyond for our member counties. It's those types of services, albeit some oftentimes because of my limited authority in reporting to the board of directors, and that's a key point. You're dealing directly with the insurance company itself. There's no intermediary. But in doing so, I have to seek approval to expend money for funding, for example, for chainsaw safety that we provided for Milwaukee County. for the highway rodeo that we do for the park, for airport, and for the highway department. For the other trainings, the sensitivity, diversification, de-escalation training, a number of those other types of training events that typically may or may not be provided by another insurance company, or oftentimes provided by an intermediary or a broker. We're a little unique in that sense, and so in any case, because we work directly for you, if the request would come, we would respond to that. And if we don't have the expertise to do it, we would fund that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One more from Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you. Corporate counsel or risk management department, is there an appeal? I don't know how you termed it, but is there an appeal process? And if so, did you guys appeal? And also, did you indicate all those benefits in your proposal? All these things that you are clarifying and indicating today, is this in the RFP?
Yes, they were identified.
Okay. Is there an appeal process?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, yes. I want to clarify, the decision has not been made. You, the county board, make the decision. What you have is a recommendation.
Right.
And so the appeal is from your decision, and the appeal comes back to the supervising committee, in which case it's this committee, or a subcommittee created by this committee to hear the appeal. And that's one of the other reasons why I made my comments earlier, is because this committee or a subcommittee of this committee would be hearing the appeal. And so it's trying to divorce the decision, the review process from the decision making process.
So only way we have opportunities to make decisions are off recommendations, or if you got if a company hears something or a situation like this. So I don't know how informed we are.
Mr. Chairman. Go ahead, Mr. Gray.
Which we're trusting the panels a lot.
I think the issue really is that we're, what I would say is sort of out of order in terms of process. That the committee really needs to hear from the department, the risk manager, on her recommendation.
Right.
Ask the questions that some of you have been asking. Why did you decide this? Did you consider this? Did you consider that? If you are not satisfied by those answers, then you can take whatever action you want, whether it's rebidding it, whether it's asking her to go back and get more information from the proposers. You can take a lot of different action, but the point is you haven't even heard those kinds of details yet, which would be discussed in closed session. And so at that point, then you can re-invite people to come forward, et cetera.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Alexander, and then we're going to probably end this and maybe just move into closed session or take a lunch break, depending on what we want to do.
That was my motion, Mr. Chairman, to move into closed session with the consent of corporate counsel for the purpose of hearing the additional information requested by Supervisor Johnson earlier.
I guess I was going to see if the committee wanted to take a short break before we went to closed session and come back, or should we try to resolve this before we go? I can go. I'll stay and do this. Doesn't matter to me, but if people want to take a short break and then come back at, say, 1 o'clock and do this, that's what we... Okay. Okay, we'll take a recess and we'll come back at 1 o'clock and probably begin and we'll have a motion for going into closed session at 1 o'clock to deliberate this.